Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The DH, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Yount steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Fisk moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robidoux scoops it up and throws to first, with Leary covering, for the out. Fisk moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is hit by the pitch. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards first. Robidoux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robidoux is 0 for 1 in the game. Robidoux takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles strikes out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Molitor moves to third. Robidoux moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Householder reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Robidoux scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Felder reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skinner strikes out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Cangalosi steals third. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tolleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Cangalosi scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robideau strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Householder hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Nelson now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Felder moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Juan Agosto now pitching. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Allen now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Felder strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer throws the ball into Riles, who tags Nichols trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.